Put the baby down, Jordan. Get up here on this recorder. If you don't take this recorder over and get to moving in and operating it in wisdom, running back there, we're not ready to start yet. If you don't get taken to operating with them, we're going to set you out right in the middle of the floor and all going to put the mantle on you. When the Lord gives you a responsibility, he doesn't expect to have to assign three or four people to you to make you do it. At least we owe the Lord God at least as much courtesy and allegiance and obedience as we owe our natural bosses. Our natural bosses, we wouldn't think if we wanted to keep our job, we wouldn't think of serving them according to our feelings, would we? How many of you have ever worked on a natural job and went to the job when you absolutely was so sick you didn't feel like getting there? Raise your hand. But now you don't show God that much courtesy, do you? Not even that much. You try to serve him by your feelings, don't you? Instead of obedience and faith. Study about it. This is the reason why your service to the Lord, or rather your life to the Lord, is spirit and truth. You obey in faith the truth, not by feelings. And this releases the true work of the Holy Spirit in your life. If you try to serve by spirit only, you get in a position, lay yourself wide open for Satan to substitute you a false feeling of the spirit apart from the truth. Everyone understanding this? Now tonight, we're going to get a deliverance like we have never got. You think you've had glory. You've only had mostly the working of the Holy Ghost part. But once he begins to apply that sword of the Spirit to you, you never had glory, which is truth. The sword of the Spirit is truth. Stabilizes you. Strengthens you. Girds up your loins. You know what your loins is. Girds up your loins right here where nothing can rupture your life. Now you're sealed in the fire of the body of your Father. And it's a different life from what you've ever thought. You've had a lot of impressions in time past of what God was, and I guarantee you, 99.9% of them were false. You're in the body, the fire of the body of your father now, who worketh things according to the pleasure of his good will. And in turn, everything he does worketh together for good to you. Everything. The things that you work in your life are not good for you. You think they are sometime, and they turn out they're not good, are they? Ooh. Tonight, with a message that I, yet not I, we, yet not we, but Jesus Christ had worked out, Cheryl and I working together, we're going to apply God that is going to destroy something in your life that you didn't know you had. And you're going to feel, walk out of here feeling like and actually doing just what you're doing, floating around. Now, one of the blind works of Satan on our mind, on your mind, is the Antichrist spirit. An attitude of heart, an attitude of mind that makes you think of yourself as you and Christ as another person and your Father God as another person. And it lets you in your own life deny what God has done, and that has made you one with Jesus Christ. Tonight we're going to learn how to walk by true faith of God. Are you ready to do that? Faith
I live in the faith
of the finished work
of the finished work.
The finished life of
the finished life
of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, the way.
Jesus Christ, the way.
The truth and the life.
The truth and the life.
I'm a Father God.
I'm my Father God.
Now lives in my flesh.
Now lives in my flesh.
First John, the fourth chapter. Verses 1 through 3, listen at it. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, for they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. That word spirit there is a little letter, and it's dealing with an attitude that is created in your mind and in your heart of how you think about yourself, an attitude of faith, a spirit. Whether it's a spirit of unbelief or a spirit of faith. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God and is the spirit of Antichrist. Whereof you have heard it should come, even now is it already in the world. Where did this attitude of mind that you have that makes you think of yourself as being Brother Ken, Brother George, Buddy Jones, Ed Harris, where did this spirit, this attitude come from? You have this in your mind. You live in this almost 90% of your time, don't you? Where did it come from? False prophets went out into the world with philosophies of religion, making you think if you gave mental assent to the truth of God and made it a philosophy, a way of life, that it would be all right that you were entering into the things of God. But that is the devil. That is religion. It is the Antichrist spirit that makes you live with a spirit or an attitude of heart that denies that Jesus Christ is come in your flesh. Makes you deny the great work of God that created the life of Jesus Christ inside of you. Listen to it real good now. Is that enough word for you? Then let me give you another command directly from the Lord. Philippians, the second chapter, verse 5. And 6. Listen to it. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. I know what you've been taught. You've been taught by Satan to think of yourself as being equal or being Christ in the flesh is blasphemy. That's what you've been taught by religion. You've been taught to be real humble. That wasn't humbleness. How am I supposed to think? Listen to another one. Galatians, the second chapter, verse 20. How am I supposed to think when I think of myself? Galatians, the second chapter, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Every time I catch myself with an attitude of mine or spirit of mine, spirit of heart, I'm thinking of myself as myself. Then immediately I begin to confess in my spirit and with my mouth, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Real plain with you, God made one seed, Jesus Christ. The second Adam, a quickening spirit, one person. And he put him in you to take over your life, that he might live his life, his finished work, over and over and over and over and over and over, that God might fulfill the promise to him that his children would be as the sands of the sea. And you can't live the life of Christ thinking about you. Thinking about you as being you. You cannot. Oh, I know where you got it. Don't you know where you got it? Sure. You got it from the Antichrist spirit, the religious spirit that has poisoned and polluted the whole world. And you took the living Christ doctrines and began to draw up lime the same way, didn't you? And now you delivered in the fire the body of your father, and this shall be and hath been burned out. You need some more convincing? 1 John, the 4th chapter. This is not my teaching. I only apply it. Fourth chapter, verse 15. Listen. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Verse 17 of the 4th chapter of John, listen. Herein is our love made perfect. Here's the way we're perfected. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Here's the way that you move into the fullness of Christ. Perfection of Christ. Because as he is, so are, present tense, we in this world. Now, who are you? Well, say, that makes me something that I am not. No, that makes you say exactly what God made you by grace through faith. Well, I want to be realistic about this thing. I know I am me. I know you're smarter than God. That's the reason you're in the trouble you're in. Reason you're dead and lifeless, have no life moving in you. You're smarter than God. You know you're you when he said you were Christ in the flesh. Through your feelings and you're in the spirit of Antichrist told you you were you. And you believed it. Didn't he tell you were you? And he continually tells you, almost continually he tells you you're you. That spirit and attitude in your mind continually remind you you're you and you're trying to get like Christ. He's lying to you. More convincing? I can go from Genesis to Revelation and prove this thing to you. Who you are. By the grace of God, not by your works, by what he has made you, you're accepted by faith and your confession and begin to say it, think it, live in it, and you become what he says you are in reality. But it's wrong. As long as you let the Antichrist spirit make you think of yourself in your mind and heart as you, then you are absolutely cut off from what God has made you through Jesus Christ. You're not living the life of faith. You're living the life of philosophy and mind and natural things. you've been taught that faith was a doctrine. I'm of the Baptist faith. I'm of the Catholic faith. I'm of the Pentecostal faith. I'm of the no faith. I'm of the hippie faith or the non-hippie faith or Jewish faith. I know what you've been taught. You've taught it was a doctrine or a philosophy. The Antichrist spirit, he's not something with great long teeth and fiery eyes and a long tail. A spirit working in your mind to blind you. Oh. Where'd you get it? You got it all over the world. You got it off the radio and songs. You got it in your churches. Got it from one another. The air filled with the spirit of Antichrist. You want another scripture? 1 John, the 5th chapter, verse 12. He that hath the Son hath what?
Life.
Life. Whose life? God's life. The life of God, the life of Christ, the life of God. Blaspheming, that to make myself equal with God. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not a robbery to be equal with God. Let that same mind dwell in you. This is Paul the grace apostle that tells you what God as a gift or as grace through Jesus Christ hath made you, and that is Christ in the flesh. God perfected his seed of his life, his person, of Jesus. And he took that person of his seed and he planted it in you. And for you to confess or think anything else is a lie. It's the work of Satan. It's the Antichrist trying to keep you from moving into the place that God wants you to be in. We're going to sing this song tonight, and Cheryl's going to begin to move wherever the way the Lord showed her, begin to demonstrate. See, the words of fire, once and for all, are going to burn out of your life this old attitude that you're you, if you just simply accept it. Now, I want you to sing behind me, but I want you to sing softly. I don't want you to push at me. I want you to do a lot of listening. Might be good if you just sort of sing under your breath. And do a lot of soaking up tonight. Soak up that fire. Are you ready? I live in the faith.
I live in the faith
of the finished work.
Of the finished work.
The finished life.
The finished life
of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, the way.
Jesus Christ, the way.
The truth and the life.
The truth and the life.
Of my Father God.
Of my Father God.
Now lives in my flesh.
Now lives in my flesh.
Feel him come alive. I am crucified.
I am crucified.
With Jesus Christ.
With Jesus Christ.
Nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
I now live.
I now live.
Yet not I.
Yet not I.
But Jesus Christ.
But Jesus Christ.
Now lives his life.
Now lives.
In my fleshly body.
In my fleshly body.
Ooh. finished his life. God finished his life through Jesus, gave it to you as a gift. You accept it by faith, and it begins to work through you. The life I now live, in my flesh, I live by the faith, of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
He is resurrected.
He is resurrected.
Blood, flesh, and breath.
Blood, flesh, and breath.
By the Holy Ghost.
By the Holy Ghost.
Have formed in my body.
Have formed in my body.
Lord said, let it soak in a little while, and that's exactly what I'm doing. Each living work.
Each living work.
That Jesus Christ did.
That Jesus Christ did.
In his seven sufferings.
In his seven sufferings.
In earth and heaven.
In earth and in heaven.
I have received them.
I have received.
By grace through faith.
By grace through faith.
And the Holy Ghost,
and the Holy Ghost
has formed them in my body.
Has formed them in my body.
Making my body.
Making my body.
My soul and my life.
My soul and my life.
One with my Father.
One with my Father.
As Jesus Christ.
As Jesus.
Ooh. Paul said in his stead, as him. John said in their flesh, in his flesh. As Jesus Christ.
As Jesus Christ.
By seven sufferings.
By his seven sufferings.
Became fully one.
Became fully one.
With my Father.
With my Father.
Then the Holy Ghost.
Then the Holy Ghost.
The Spirit of grace.
The Spirit of grace.
Clothe upon me.
Clothe upon me.
His finished works.
His finished works.
Making me inside him.
Making me inside.
Same as Jesus.
The same as Jesus.
Fully one.
Fully one.
With my Father God.
With my Father God.
Let this mine.
Let this mine.
Be in you.
Be in you.
Which was also in.
Which was also in.
Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus.
Who being in the form.
Who being in the form.
Of your Father God.
Of your Father God.
Thought it not a robbery.
Thought it not a robbery.
Be equal with God.
Be equal with God.
Each sick person, that Jesus Christ healed,
that Jesus Christ healed,
while in his ministry, in his own flesh,
in his own flesh,
makes all sick people, now have been healed,
through Jesus Christ,
who lives in my flesh. Listen to this next one now, and let it knock out of you that old thing of trying to do the works of Christ as you. Ready? Each sick person that stands before me.
That stands before me.
Stands not before me.
Stands not before me.
But stands before Christ.
But stands before Christ.
Who has turned my body?
Who has turned my body
into his healing fire?
Into his healing fire.
Hath burned out all.
Hath burned out all
diseases in their flesh.
Diseases in their flesh.
What did I do? Oh. Begin to walk around among them and repeat after me and just lay hands on them, Cheryl. Get ready. I, yet not I, but Jesus Christ. Apply the soothing healing fire to your body. By my confession, bomb from my spirit inside. Healing fire to your body, by the Holy Ghost is applied. Feel it burn down through you now. Oh. Get ready with your finger now, Cheryl. Let's move to the next one. Listen. In the person of Christ, I now touch you with the finger of God, the finger of Christ, with the finger of fire, with the finger of love that burns all through you, God's heavenly fire. Get ready to lay on hand now. In the person of Christ, I lay hands on you. With the hands of God, the hands of Christ. With the hands of fire, with the hands of love. That releases all through you God's heavenly fire. Now, just stand there a minute and listen to this. Get ready. The notes that I play through this guitar are not my notes, but the notes of Christ. The notes of life, the notes of fire. That hath burned all through you with his heavenly fire. Now listen to him. Feel him quicken all through you every time you hear it. You understand the secret now? Not you, but Christ. Ooh. Ooh. Get ready with the words now, Cheryl. Let's sing that one, the words, and begin to speak. Ooh. In the person of Christ, I speak to you. With the words of God, the words of Christ, with the words of fire, with the words of love that burned all through you, God's heavenly fire. Just walk around and touch him and speak to him. Thy's been healed, thy's been set free, thy's been made every whit whole. Whatever words that come to you, just speak them out right by the Spirit. in the person of Christ, I speak to you with the words of God, the words of Christ, with the words of fire, with the words of love that burns all through you, God's heavenly fire. Ooh. So easy. All you have to do is submit to this thing now and it'll work. Quit trying to figure out how to do this thing yourself and begin to move in it by this confession of faith. Get this song and this service and go over it and over it and submit yourself to this thing and do it. Quit spending the rest of your life like you've spent all the last year ever since you've known me trying to take these messages and do them the way you want to. Do them the way you've been instructed right now tonight and just let them work in you. You're not going to have anything to glory about or brag about when this is all over with. It's all going to be glory to Christ, and he rewards you for how you have let him live his life through you by faith. That's where your reward is. You're not going to have any life or any reward except that you live by faith through Jesus Christ. And you might as well quit trying to do anything yourself. Ooh. Now, let's get ready. In the person of Christ, I breathe on you with the breath of God. The breath of Christ, with the breath of fire, with the breath of love that blows all through you, God's breath of fire. In the person of Christ, I breathe on you with the breath of Christ, the breath of God, with the breath of grace, with the breath of fire that blows all through you with his heavenly fire. Now let's sing it over together behind me. Then turn around there and just breathe on that one close to you. Feel that fire move out of you. The time you quit breathing your own breath, he took that away when he baptized you and gave you his breath. You turn around and let the spirit of Antichrist make you deny it and begin to breathe your own breath, didn't you? Let's sing it over together real slowly and then just turn around and let it come out. Breathe on one another and let the breath of Christ move on you, out through you, and on other people. You ready? Ready? In the person of Christ,
in the person of Christ,
I breathe on you.
I breathe on you.
With the breath of God,
the breath of God,
the breath of Christ,
the breath of Christ,
with the breath of fire,
the breath of fire,
with the breath of love. That blows all through you. God's breath of fire. Now just breathe it out on that next to you there. Let it just blow. Said are wiser than the children of light. Oh, yes. Everyone in the natural, when they begin to move and to think, know that you're supposed to have breathing exercises. I used to spend hours in all sorts of sports, but especially in the army, in judo and karate, spend hours exercising my breath so my breath and my hands and my feet would be synchronized. Ha! But, you know, when you get to God, you think, well, I just do this thing without any action, you know, and you come faith without action, dead. Antichrist spirit makes you die. You develop that habit of breathing fire, the breath of Christ, by doing it by faith. Of course, the children of this world are wiser than the children of life. And, you know, that's what he said. They go ahead and do things. In natural faith, I spend hours breathing breaths, synchronizing my hand, my body, my feet, my head, to kill and maim people. Oh, yeah. Is it not much more better to spend hours exercising your breath to save and deliver people? Is it asking too much of you to just breathe by faith instead of by natural reflexes? Is it? Ooh, that's it. Go ahead and breathe it. Just do it. The life you live now, you live by the faith of the Son of God. Just like Jesus, he breathed on them. You do just like he did. By faith, you just go ahead and act like he did by faith, and the Holy Ghost does the work. Oh, but I'm going to wait for a feeling. You produce the feeling by your faith. You release in you what God has already done by your actions of faith. You ready to move it out of your body now? In the person of Christ, I am part out of my body. The Holy Ghost of God, your Father, that clothes upon you. Saturate your body with the life of God. Makes you whole. You don't believe it? Feel it. Feel those strange feelings coming out of my body. Been wondering what they were. That's what they are. Ooh, reach out and feel of it. Ooh. Now take your hand off of him and do the same thing out of here, Julie. Just close your eye and go to wood. Oh, feel it moving out of here? In the person of Christ, I am part out of my body. The Holy Ghost of my Father God, that clothes upon you and saturates your body with the Holy Ghost, make you ever with whole. Oh, now just raise back there and do it yourself. Now, Cassie, Frida, just do it yourself. Just go begin to utter and feel it just moving out of you more. Ooh, feel it, Gary? Ooh, feel it moving out of you? Too immature, you know. I'm just a sinner. Listen to the grace of God. Even when you were dead in your sins, He quickened you together, made you alive with Christ, and raised you up in heavenly places. Seated you at rest with Jesus Christ. How can I get these pure releases? Your act of faith purifies your heart. My life and my heart, by faith are purified. As I make my confession that I am not I, but I am not I. But Jesus Christ is doing the work through my fleshly body. I purify not myself, but by faith in Christ. I let His purity clean my body. Every time I confess faith in Christ. My confession of faith makes me purified. You don't believe that? Saying you have purified your heart by faith. You don't continue to purify it by works. You listen to that Antichrist spirit and he'll absolutely tie you down to try to purify yourself by works. Your confession to faith produces the works of Jesus Christ that purifies your flesh and puts His pure life out through you, and that's the only purity that God respects. There is nothing you can ever do to purify yourself that's going to earn the respect of God except the faith. Action in Jesus. It may be a startling revelation to you, but just swallow it a little bit. Let the fire burn out of you. This idea that you're you. Oh, but I live a pure and a holy life before God. The very act making of you, you making that statement, makes you the most defiled person in the world. That makes you a liar. So God said, you're dead. There's no way you can purify yourself. He's already condemned you and destroyed you. You do not live any purity before God. The only purity before God you live is the life you live by faith of Jesus Christ that moves through your flesh by the Holy Ghost and purifies you every time you make an action of faith until His purity and virtue is flowing out of you, and that's the only thing that God respects. tried to purify yourself. The devil, the Antichrist spirit, you purify yourself by faith in Jesus. That hath already been regenerated in your flesh, hath already made you one with the Father. You rise from that old inferiority feeling of falling short of the glory of God and rise into the glory of God through Jesus Christ by your faith action. Of heart through Jesus Christ. If you receive me, you receive Christ. You receive my Father and his divine life. If you reject me, you reject Christ. You reject my Father and his divine life. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of a Father God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Let not the spirit of Antichrist rule in your mind and your heart and your life and make you think that you are you. When God has told you you're Jesus Christ, he made you so by his grace and power. And he gave you the word of faith to live it every hour. Face it, you're living in a world darkened by religion. The air is filled with teachings and doctrines about God and about Christ. Every one of them brings darkness to you and denies in some way or another that Jesus Christ is come in your flesh and that you stand in the person and in the stead and in the name of Jesus Christ in this earth, sons and daughters of God in a perverse and crooked and darkened generation. Might as well face it. Looking on people as being people good and good as far as religious standards are concerned, but dead. Lifeless. I'm going to sing it over one more time. Put it on tape where you'll have it. And I want you to move in this thing. Take this message and let the fire of these words, that love fire, burn in your understanding until you... Your mind is settled down. I'm not me, but I'm Christ. I, yet not I, but Christ. Once your mind begins to operate with this spirit, no need of telling me what'll happen, is it? No need of me telling you what'll happen, is it? You're in the Father now, and he's putting words of fire on you to burn out that old Antichrist spirit. He doesn't want that thing in you. He burned it out and spits it out in smoke in the back end of his creation. Let's go, Sherman. I live in the faith,
I live
in the faith of the finished work of
the finished life
of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, the way.
Jesus Christ, the way.
The truth and the life of
the truth and the life.
Of my Father God.
My Father God.
Now lives in my flesh.
And now lives in my flesh.
I am crucified.
I am crucified.
With Jesus Christ.
With Jesus Christ.
Nevertheless.
I now live.
Yet not I.
Yet not I.
But Jesus Christ.
But Jesus Christ.
Now lives his life.
Now lives his life.
In my fleshly body.
In my fleshly body.
Oh. Oh. The life I now live.
The life I now live.
In my flesh.
In
I live by the faith,
I live by the faith
of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
His resurrected,
his resurrected
blood, flesh, and breath.
Blood, flesh, and breath.
By the Holy Ghost.
By the Holy Ghost.
Have formed in my body.
Have formed in my body.
Well, I wish I could just believe that, Brother Pruitt. All you have to do is accept the word that's preached to you. Say it with your mouth and your heart believes it. Well, I'm going to wait till I believe it in my heart first. Uh-uh. You say it and that creates belief in your heart. You confess with your mouth first the Lord Jesus because somebody told you he was Lord. And then you believe second in your heart. Because Brother Pruitt said it. Yet not him, but Christ.
Yet not him, but Christ.
That Jesus Christ,
that Jesus Christ
lives in my flesh.
In my flesh.
I open my mouth.
I open my mouth.
Confess out loud.
Confess out loud.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ
now lives in my flesh.
Now lives in my flesh.
You to try to make yourself believe it. All I'm asking you to do is accept what comes out of the scripture through my mouth and just say it. Confess it with your mouth. Let him bring alive his faith in you. You don't have to make yourself believe it. That's the reason ministers are giving you to minister your word. What are you going to say? I agree, I accept, and confess it and let him work it in you. You don't have to make it work. Trying all your life to make it work, ain't you? You know why? You were looking at me as a man. Weren't you? Yeah, but you are a man, Brother Brent. As long as you look at me as a man, you're going to think of yourself as a man or as a woman. But the very moment you begin to accept the words that I speak as the words of Jesus Christ, then you begin to recognize that Christ has come in your flesh. That's the secret. Don't you? Trying to exalt myself, sound like it. Okay, if that's the way you want to take it that way. But I'm a vessel to serve you, Jesus Christ, and his words. For you to take them in with your wee bitty mouth, say them out, and let him form himself in you. I'm a servant to serve him to you. That's what he became. And I just give him out. That's all I give out. That's all I've got to give out. Oh. And believe me, that's enough. I guarantee you, Ed, I'll tell you something you have, and you rise and confess it, and the Holy Ghost make it come alive in you. I guarantee it. But you sit there and try to feel it, you're denying that Christ through me spoke to you. You're under the hold of the Spirit of Man of Christ. You're trying to wait till I feel it to prove it. The fire of Jesus Christ hath burned all through your body. Rise and confess it. Possess it for yourself. Half burned and does burn. But now just watch him just turn alive. There's glory there.